This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, and with all of that, wow, that was in the afternoon yesterday. The old guy's just getting a little nap there after a long day down at the University of Miami to find out. You just heard the news, and for a lot of people do complain about the AM signal, and you're listening right now on 560, 104.3 FM, WQAM. And, yeah, we've been places we've never been before, starting today, Woody. Never thought we'd talk about Jupiter except to go up there and watch the Marlins.
Yeah.
And going down to the Keys, yeah, where I wouldn't mind going down in That's a couple true. Weeks. We have a week off there.
Yeah, two of your favorite places there.
So anyway, how about that? So we find that out yesterday, 104.3 FM for sports radio. Just a different deal, including, for me, the biggest thing is having all of Palm Beach. That is huge. And for a lot of different reasons for me, but I just think having that growing market and everything that's going on up there right now, it's great to have them as being able to get them in on all of South Florida sports and every other thing that we do down here. So we'll be telling you about it. I would love for everybody gets a chance, if you're in the car, the truck this morning and driving, and you're on 560, flip it over to 104.3 FM. Tell me what you think. Tell me wherever you are. And if you're not getting this real clear, but you're just a diehard, and we love you guys, the ones that get the crappy signal and still stay with us for whatever you can hear, even though it's not perfect, switch it over to 103 FM. Love to know what you think this morning on the text machine. Anyway, we say good morning. We do have a lot of stuff going on. We had a great day yesterday, man. Sometimes you go, Woody and I walked out yesterday and go, we looked at each other walking to the car. And we go, wow, that was a great day.
That was before Coach O got us in the park.
By the way, then
right?
We got that. How good is that?
Fantastic.
He started telling stories.
Fantastic.
And by the way, he didn't want to stop.
I know.
And I don't think he's a coffee guy. I just think he's jacked up like that all the time.
What a good dude. Man, was he cool.
I
always see him out there at practices.
His son's coach.
I never really talked to him. Yeah, I always
see him
out there. Yeah, and I've never gotten a chance to talk to him, but wow.
Awesome. He's been a big part of the UM thing for a long, long time, going back many, many years ago, and down here, loves it down here. And, of course, he was a head coach for Joe Burrow, and talent-wise, one of the great offenses of all time in college football. That thing, it just scored again. Hey, we got preseason football from last night. Woody, you check in on any of it? Did you check in just to see who was playing, maybe?
Well, I bet on some of the games last night, but I did check in on the Colts to see if Anthony Richardson could make it through more than one series, and that didn't happen.
First of all, he never saw the guy coming, never saw him, and he got hammered. He looked like a rookie quarterback. And he's hurt again.
News is he should be back for the opener, right?
Daniel Jones should just be going, this is great. Guy's always hurt. I'm going to play at some point. And if they don't start me in that opener against the Miami Dolphins, I know he's not going to make it. You know, he's a big, strong guy, and he just gets hurt all the time. No, I mean, doesn't do it on purpose. I always say that when guys are always getting hurt.
But, the only thing I care about, Joe, is that team, you have to beat the crap out of them.
You don't have to beat the crap. Just beat them. Yes. Yeah, I mean, they got
that
some good players.
That should be a track meet, man.
You should run a little bit of a track meet on them, yes.
You said the other day, that's where they do the combine, right? Like, that's the fast grass there.
That, our guys, by the way, that field is familiar to all NFL players. You're right, because they've all had their workout. Most of the players there have had the big combine workout. The Indy Combine is on the same field as where the Colts play. All right, so besides all that stuff, we got a lot of news to get to, a lot of stuff. Big show today coming up. Charles Davis is going to join us this morning pretty early 7 o'clock hour. He'll join us, and we'll get into everything with him. He's got a really interesting one. So he's got Cam Ward's 3 preseason games on TV. So we get caught up with Cam and the Tennessee Titans. Then on top of that, I don't know if you saw this, Woody. His CBS team that he's working with this year has our first 2 games. I got a feeling we're going to see a lot of them. He's got the Colts game on the road and the Patriots game at Hard Rock Stadium. So we'll be talking to Charles
Davis.
That's
good news, by the way. I did not know that. That's good news.
No. So Charles Davis.
He's the best on TV. I really enjoy his analysis.
Thank you, Eric. He also
happens to be a really nice guy.
He's just a really good dude.
That kind of helps, too.
He's really, really a good guy. You're exactly right. So we'll have that. By the way, we're going to talk to you a little bit about UM and practice yesterday. Woody and I, we get the good seats out there. I'm not going to lie. We get the good seats, standing next to the coach in the middle of the field. No one else has ever done that, ever. It's unbelievable.
Makes you feel pretty cool for a little bit there, right?
Well.
You could say yes. It is kind of cool. I think it's really cool.
It is cool to do. Like, look at nobody else.
They take great care of us out
there. A zillion
there.
Years outside of being a player, I've never been in that spot, to be honest. I mean, I have never at any level. I've had high school coaches say, come on out and do it. But never in all the years with the Dolphins has somebody said, hey, you and Jimmy, you guys want to come out and we'll talk. That's never happened. So it's really cool. Mario does that with us and has been great. I know everybody wants to know because I was getting calls like, hey, I heard you guys out there. Everybody want to know who looked good.
I got, by the way, so I went back to the building afterwards for the meeting, and I must have had 5 people come up to me. They go, how'd Carson Beck look?
Yeah.
Is he going to be good?
Carson can throw it. Carson Beck can throw it.
He's not a concern, though, right? Like, there's other things that I would be more into if I was, right? I just don't think, like, he's a concern. He's going to be good.
He's
not Cam Ward.
No, he's not Cam Ward.
Once you get over the fact that he's not Cam Ward and that he's going to be good.
He's got a really – look, there's a reason that everybody, you know, in the years, and he was Georgia's quarterback, and he's down here, and he's healthy, and he's on a mission. And but I'm going to tell you something today, just from my eyeballs yesterday, that the two guys – and listen, everybody in these kind of practices has good and bad plays everywhere. No matter what level at, sometimes one guy has a good play, and I can't do every guy that had just one good play. But Woody, for me, the two guys that stood out, now I didn't watch a lot of the O and D line play. I was going around watching the quarterbacks and receivers and the secondary. That was what I was really curious about. So I thought, my eyeballs told me the two best receivers yesterday, I've never said this before, Malachi Toney and Joshua Moore. You're going, okay, they're true freshmen. They are both true freshmen. Here for spring, graduated early, and they're out there. And Joshua Moore must have had 3 or 4 plays down the field and running away from people is fantastic. It was great. Malachi Toney down the middle came up with some plays. And the second thing I noticed, besides how physical the practices are, and that's Mario's thing, is always to be physical with the big guys. He loves big guys, and they got a bunch of big dudes on that team, was aggressiveness of the secondary. They were ball hawks, man. And they had a few drops, but They run around. That secondary has got and again, it's just practice. But they're running around, and it looked real aggressive, real aggressive. Great jump on the ball. Saw some great plays that were made yesterday by the secondary. So, hey, man, I thought it was good. And overall, it just looks like it looks a lot better than it did from a year ago. And saying that, offense is not going to be what it was last year. I mean, it was the number one offense in college football. Not top 50, it was number one. And
well, I know they're high on those running backs, Joe, but I couldn't agree with you more. The secondary was all over the place yesterday.
All over the place.
And that, by the way, you talk about areas that like would be a concern, especially after last season, right? The secondary got carved up late last season. So to see them playing that way, I think the defense is going to shock a lot of people. They're going to be really good.
I don't know if it shocked because he upgraded with
that's true.
The
he
transfer upgrade, portal. Yeah. So I don't and listen, the hardcore
be an upgrade from last season.
The hardcore fans know the names and listen, they got a couple SEC guys. They got one of the top guys from a smaller school at safety in Poyser. They've got Frederick coming back, who is really good, true freshman from St. Thomas, now going to be a sophomore. They got some guys coming back from injury that were really good. People really, really liked a lot. So they got a lot of guys. And, of course, a guy from Wisconsin should be the number one guy that everybody talks about and how important he's going to be out there. So they got a lot of guys, man. They fly around. They fly around. They got it looked good. Hey, man, that's why I just went, okay. And I could tell Mario felt better about schemes and what they're doing and everything. And, hey, look, they coach them hard. They coach them hard for 2 hours or whatever the practice was. They get after it.
I like watching Jason Taylor coach, by the way. I don't know about you, but he is like – he must have been that intense as a player because he's all over the field, man.
You know it. You know, how he was.
I love watching him coach.
He gets after it.
I stood with DBJ and I watched those linemen. D-line, O-line, I was watching that for a while.
I got to tell you, the guy coaching the guys inside,
yeah,
he gets after him too. And he gets, yeah. No, you got a lot of...
It's a well-coached team, but it is amazing when you take a step back, Joe. You think about what Miami was before this regime took over. And we're talking about now, we're talking about the playoff, right? Being the expectation for the team.
Oh, yeah. When you're 10 in a country.
To go from what it was to what it is now in that amount of time is truly impressive.
Well, I know you
can do it quicker now.
Yes, that's all.
It's still.
That's all. But I appreciate what you're saying. I do. And I know you're fired up and you should be. Joe starts at the top with the president. There's got to be a commitment, and there is.
How great is he?
He's like the by best. Himself.
Yep.
He's by himself, goes out in that suit and stands out in that heat to watch practice, and then had a full day of doing stuff in the other parts of the university. He's got to run the health system.
It was hot out there yesterday too.
Runs
man.
The academics.
He's out there in the suit.
Got the whole deal. Yeah, no, he looks good. He looked good and everything else. So it was a great day out there. Couldn't thank Dan Radakovich enough and Mario. Then we were with a guy I worked with for a long time, Tom Yamas, out there from NBC yesterday. He's a rock star out there, man. Everybody wanted a picture. I didn't even know I worked with Tom Yamas. I didn't even know he went to Blinn High School. Had absolutely no idea. The number one dude at NBC News now. Unbelievable.
You know he's popular and Victor Bermudez comes running over. He got a picture.
Well, yeah, but you can't go by Vic. Vic gets a picture. He's got that list of people that
he may be more of a picture guy than me.
Yeah, Vic.
He's really.
If Josh Allen, so the only question is those two brothers or.
The Paul brothers, yeah.
Yeah, the Paul brothers or Josh Allen. Who would he sprint to first if he had to make a decision there at different ends?
I'd throw Canelo in the mix, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mexican meat, no question. No, that's a good one. So if you put the two brothers, Canelo in the middle. And you went Josh Allen at the other end. Yeah. Where would our boy Vic go first? Know. Is he up or am I wasting this stuff? I might be wasting.
You know, he's got that big fight coming up, by the way, Canelo. He's fighting Terrence Crawford.
Yeah, he is. You're right.
It's actually could be an entertaining fight.
That's going to be a good one. Hey, we got some Dolphin stuff to get to here today. We've got a lot of other Marlins, by the way, last night. Listen, they're going to lose games. But when they're up 6-2 through 5, man, I literally was going, hey, they're going back to 500 again. And end up losing that game. Had a 6-2 lead through five. End up losing 8-6. Four more games coming up with Atlanta, including making up a couple of games tomorrow because they got doubleheader with the Atlanta Braves, as they got to make up some games here from earlier problems. And that's when we start getting our doubleheaders in here to get it all in. We got a lot more stuff to get to here, including what you can expect with the Miami Dolphins. They got to practice today against the Bears, and then Sunday, of course, they'll have the preseason game. And so Omar sent me something last night. And
this can't be good.
No, it was on this whole thing about I didn't read the article yet at the Miami Herald, but it was about Mike, and he wants open competition. And but he still missed the whole thing I was talking about. Go to Anthony Weaver. Why are you going to head coach that runs the offense? He oversees the team. He is responsible for the team, but he's not telling at this point. Anthony Weaver's got enough stripes. I don't believe Mike's telling Anthony Weaver who to play. I don't believe it. If you get a brand new guy that's just glad to be there and he just got the job and he's new in the league, but I get that. Maybe you're a little more involved and go, hey, what about this or that? And the guy goes, yeah, whatever. Anthony Weaver has got a really good really, really good reputation as a coordinator.
Yeah, obviously. Tyreek Hill's the one that's telling him who to play.
Yeah, so exactly. And then the second thing with this is he's so worried about who's starting and why isn't this guy getting a chance. First of all, it's early in camp. Second of all, they rotate guys. In a perfect situation, they'd like a third or fourth guy to be able good enough to rotate him in so you don't have to play guys so much. Because it's not just about the first and second game. It's about weeks 10, 11, 12, 13. Now, I'm not defending anybody that, they got enough of their problems, but that's not one of them. Isn't there a song about that? We got a lot of problems, but that's not one of them.
99 problems.
There you go.
Omar got you, man. You went on a whole rant yesterday.
He sent me something,
about,
man.
Yeah, I know you called me after. You went on a whole rant yesterday about how the depth chart, like these guys shouldn't be caring and all this. And
I don't think it's important, do you?
No, but
he's got a depth chart out with like seven writer, of the guys are IR.
I know, but if you're a writer, yeah, of course.
No, they have to write stuff. I agree.
I'm excited for Sunday, man. I want to see what it looks like.
No, it's gonna be an important one. We'll talk about some of the folks that it's gonna be a big one for. And I'll start a real easy one. Always to me, preseason starts with your draft class. Starts with 1-7, man. It's time to get better. You started off, a couple of you guys started off nice. A lot of you guys fighting injury or just kind of fitting in, but we're not talking about you. We need to, Sunday at 1 o'clock, we need you to jump off the screen a couple of times, right? Want to hear their names. Want to hear your name a little bit out there. Get noticed. Get noticed, man. Hey, somebody else getting noticed every day is your South Florida Chevy dealers. Got to tell you, man, it's never been better than right now with your South Florida Chevy dealers. I always love Friday because I know you start looking Friday. You go, hey, honey, come on. Let's go out Friday evening or Saturday or Sunday. Let's go out and start looking around. We need to get a new SUV. We got to get something new for the family. Some of you, hey, right now, and I get not everybody needs a big Tahoe or Suburban. They are roomy, though, man. I'm sitting there and nobody else is ever in my Tahoe. My wife occasionally for a date night. But outside of that, it's Joe Tahoe by myself, man. I love my 2025 Tahoe. And the Suburbans are just unbelievable, man. So much room. So much room. Room's important to you and your family for sports and getting around every day. And you got a big family, extended family. Hey, man, they're perfect. But let's get to the midsize, like the all-new Equinox. Oh, my gosh, Woody. I was looking at Woody's out there, the all-new Equinox. And then I find out, you got an electric Equinox. He goes, yeah, man. It's got everything, man. It's fantastic. Plenty of room for all the family and friends, so the boys, the wife, everybody's good. It's got a great look. Woody feels good driving down the road, man, on 95, and he should. Man, when you get that, it's fantastic. 2025 Traverse, always to be mentioned when I'm talking about South Florida Chevy deals. What a great look. And just below the Tahoe, but it's got all the space you need. If you're not ready for a big Tahoe or Suburban, that Traverse might be absolutely perfect for you. Silverado Trucks, of course, man. It's like we've made a custom-made Silverado truck perfect for you. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Fall in love this weekend. Take a test drive. Get a great deal at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
104.3 FM. WQAM. Miami Sports.
Good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Good morning to everybody out there, and you probably heard the news, and if you haven't, we're going to bang it out for you here till you get a chance. We're no longer just on 560 AM. We are now on 104.3 FM. WQAM, for the first time, we're going sports talk on FM. It is huge with a big, big signal with the 104.3 from the Keys up to Jupiter. And Woody, I've kind of asked if everybody would, if somebody's up there. I'd like to know if that's true, because last night I go, oh, did I hear Claudia say, our boss said, she said Jupiter, that's...
You want to take a drive up to Jupiter?
No, I'm not today. I'm going to fly out to Chicago. But no, and kiss my ass, man, for saying that. Like, you never stop. I'm going
to
start taking old jabs at you.
You're supposed to be nicer now that we've switched over.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be nicer.
Anyway, you bring out the worst in me. There's no question. But yeah, so anybody up there, I was like, yeah, would you do me a favor and go to 104.3 and let me know? I'm just curious. First time in 35 years, I haven't been on AM radio, only on AM radio, but FM starting today. So if you get a chance, love to hear from you on the text machine.
Absolutely. And nothing's changed, by the way. The text is still the same, 305-567-0560. We're still we're streaming the show video,
yeah.
Right, on YouTube,
yep.
Or Twitter, at Joe Rose Show. Nothing's really changed here, so.
All right, so, yeah. But boy, I'll tell you what, everybody got it. Somebody must have opened their mouth a little bit, because Woody, you literally called me, and then the next thing I know, I see it all over everywhere, and people are calling me within minutes.
Well, it was big news, and someone said reception from 954 here. Reception is 110% better on FM in Palm Beach.
Great.
There you go.
Wow, thank you. Yeah. Can't wait to get up there, man. I hope we get to come up, go up there and do some events and get to some places up there. As
Boca's calling us, man.
Boca, yeah. West Palm,
yeah,
North Palm Beach.
Have you
stuff.
Been to West Palm lately, by the way?
Uh-uh.
They got a lot going on down there, man.
Oh, man.
Their downtown area?
I believe Stephen Ross bought half of Palm Beach. He's building everything up there.
Yeah,
I think that's the new thing, right? Didn't he come out?
Buy, yeah.
Like months ago, he goes, all right, the new hotspot is Palm Beach. I just bought a whole bunch of property for everything. So
Hope Sound here says, hear you loud and clear on 104.3.
Thank you. Nice to have you. They put a name on that? I give them a shout out.
No, they did not. 754 area code.
Okay.
No name.
It's great stuff. Well, listen, man, it's great to have you, and I'm glad because, you know, through the years, like, oh, 560, man, I was listening, but it was in and out. It was hard. I finally had to change it. I look at, man, it's AM radio, and it doesn't have an FM signal to it. Like, I'm sorry. There's nothing you can do. But I got to tell you, all my buddies in the FM world have already called me last night and texted me this morning going, dude, that is a game changer, 104.3. That is a big, strong signal. So, hey, man, I did not even know. And so that's the deal. By the way, last night I had an event at Hard Rock Stadium with 1,800 tequila. And, you know, I had to try the product a few times last night. So, real nice event. Wanted to thank the folks from 1,800. It was a lot of fun. Real good time with the people there. A lot of Dolphin fans there last night. And so a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff. Hey.
We got someone listening in Vero Beach.
Come on.
They said it's a little spotty, but they got us in Vero Beach. That's
Vero
far,
Beach.
Man.
That's going to the.
It's like almost Orlando, isn't it?
Yeah, is Vero Beach, isn't that?
We passed it on the way to Disney.
I believe Vero Beach is, that old Dodger Town used to be Vero Beach? Is that?
That'd be more of a question for you.
Yeah, Dodger Town. So the Dodgers at one point.
Did they used to practice?
They had it up there, and the Saints, that's where they used to have their camp. Can you imagine that? The Dodgers and Saints. You could not make that up. And so we go up there. Shoes is good friends with Coach Phillips and the old cowboy hat. And we go at it up there with scrimmages, rookie scrimmage, and then a veteran scrimmage before we got to preseason. No, we weren't worried about resting guys back then, Woody. They loaded up the rookies and with extra players and the veterans, and boy, you had a lot of guys. Those lines were long before you got a rep in there during that time. Hey, speaking of.
There you go, Joe, up in Boynton Beach. Sounds so clear. He says I can hear the size of Joe's ginormous head.
Here, me
from
do this.
Clint.
Hold on. Just hit my head against the mic for that. That was for that.
Vero Beach
guy.
Is north of Fort Pierce. We're going to learn our geography here.
Vero is way up there. That's
why
I was surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is up there.
That's someone checking in from Jupiter.
Wow.
Big
even
Mike,
up there.
Big Mike's listening in New York.
Hey, by the way, Mike. Listen, I'm going to be seeing Big Mike here pretty soon.
New York.
Yeah, Big Mike. Big Mike comes out and sees us spend a little time with me at the hotel when we're in town for that.
We got another town on here, Joe. New Smyrna Beach.
They can hear us?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to say, like, oh, we're in Jacksonville. You're coming in clear. Went to Jackson's Jack's practice. I can hear you.
You're going to take over the Orlando market now.
That's wild, man. I don't do this, but I don't like go to a certain area to, like, somebody will complain, or I did on one. I don't want to get in. I was thinking about making a change here a few years ago, and I wanted to hear the signal, and it was like, okay. It was a weekend. I took my wife, and well, I wanted to see how far we go. It was bad, and so that's the only way. So I was curious today. I was like, wow, this is unbelievable. I'm just curious, not for Dade and Broward folks. They get the AM thing and maybe not changing, but I was curious about 104.3 FM. You know, it's one thing my boss, and you know, bosses sometimes they kind of add a little more on to the story. She goes, no, it's from the Keys to Jupiter. And I went, okay, that's what I was thinking. Claudia was saying, I didn't say it to her face, but I was going, yeah, right. Wellington. I was thinking.
Wellington,
yeah,
just
right.
Checked in.
Wellington, okay.
Nice, man.
Equestrian
cool.
place. Yeah, no, it's awesome, man. It's good to hear. Good to hear that stuff. And by the way, we appreciate it. Always wondering if you want to put your name on there. I do appreciate everybody that's up there. And
someone said loud and clear from Albany. I guess that's the app. Are you still on YouTube? Yes, we are still on YouTube. We're, Jamie over here is helping us out with that.
We're out, though. We go in and out on
is
that
it
a
out
lot.
Right now?
Yeah, we got some.
Is that my fault? Did I screw that up?
No.
No.
Nobody's fault today, Woody. Hey, by the way, we got some other stuff here real quickly, too. So the Dolphins getting ready for this practice, and they're going to have a lot of guys out. Guys that have been banged up or missed practice aren't all of a sudden going to jump out there and practice against the Chicago Bears. Or playing a Chicago Bears game Sunday at 1 o'clock. It's not going to happen. But there are things that I'm interested in. Aaron Brewer's not going to play a lot. He's just coming back from injury. And Andrew Meyer, rookie free agent center from a year ago. They really like him. He's out. He got hurt a couple days ago. He's not going to be out there. So now, you know where I'm going with this. We're getting down to the lean and mean of a third and fourth center playing in this game. And it may be a guy that's been playing guard that now all of a sudden's got a couple of days to learn to snap and is going to have to play a lot of football today as well as Sunday. And they'll play with the twos and the threes. And that leads me to the guys that take the snap, Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers. I'm guessing when we come in here Monday morning, if I can get back on my flight Sunday night, we're going to be talking a lot about Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers and how they look. And I don't think they're going to be throwing it down the field a lot, but they're going to be throwing, you know, you're going to be looking to see how they handle everything. And are they running for their life? Does the offensive line give them a little bit of time and a chance to be successful? And then the other thing I said before, look at man, for me, preseason about draft picks. We know you've looked at the roster. We need our draft picks. We need them to play a lot of football. We should CBS and Bo and Goldie doing the broadcast. They need to be talking about all our top picks, all of them. And they're going to play a lot, the whole group. And some of the guys been a little quiet here recently. If you've noticed when they do the who's hot and who's not and up and down and who's trending up and who's trending down and all that stuff. This draft class, this will be a chance for them to kind of jump out there and get going. And then I want to throw out two names. Keon Smith, who's now been here a long time. We got to find out if he can play. Now, he was injured last year. And I know he's a guard. He's a tackle. It's time. Like, if you can play in this league, we need to find out here over the next couple weeks. And the other guy they got from Chicago, Larry Borum. They're saying you can play guard. They're saying you can play tackle. We want to find out. We want to see it. We need to start seeing it on a more consistent basis right now. All right. We got to go to break. We got to, excuse me, a lot.
Boy, quick, Joe.
I did a lot of yapping
last
night,
too. Good morning to Martin County.
Yeah, what's going
Martin
on?
Martin County just checked in. They said the AM is spotty, but they hear us loud and clear.
Okay. Martin County.
Someone just said Finland, loud and clear. Atlanta checking in, loud and clear.
Yeah. We got some. So somebody from Northern California, we're going to get that pretty soon, too.
Reza just checked in. He said, this is crazy. I'm in a dead zone. I work in Boca. You guys are not only coming through, but you are loud and clear. Good morning,
Well, how
Reza.
About that? Good morning, man, and thank you.
Right. Another Martin County, man. Martin County is checking in.
Really?
Derek, God, I'm sorry. I was gonna say it was Derek from Jupiter. I said this is Derek Jeter in Jupiter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Waiting to come see you, but you're loud and clear.
Derek, you guys aren't going to let that go. I got stood up by Derek Jeter. It's fine. I'm over it.
I'm sorry. I didn't think
he was very good at what he did here. Great shortstop for the Yankees.
We can all agree on that, Joe.
But yeah, I did go up to thinking
he's
I was
good on TV though.
I was going to spend a little time with him, and I got to spend time out in the right field bleachers,
Richmond, Virginia, loud and clear. Good morning, hey man. I tell you, it is cool that all these places are listening to us.
No man,
wherever
we always
wherever our Dolphin.
Hey
fans
hey,
are
listen,
at, man.
And there's some great fans, and some of them come down. I tell you what, I've been amazed when I go to practice on the weekends. How many people come down to see a practice? They're going to go to a game, but they want to come down and see the team play. By themselves, come down. Or husband and wife, I met, came down to watch a practice and go to a Marlins game, too. I should throw it. They were doing the whole former South Florida folks and wanted to see the whole thing. All right, Atlantic Men's Clinic. I got to tell you, for no matter where you are, if you're going through it right now, low T hits every man out. There's nothing you can do about it. Father Time wins with low T, and honestly, ED's coming in too. You're going to get it. You're going to get both of them. There's nothing you can do about it. Some guys get it in their 40s, some in their 50s. 50% of their men in their 50s get it. 60s, you're looking it right in the mirror, man, everybody. And so Atlantic Men's Clinic works so well. And first of all, you need to understand that. So I always love when guys go, no, I'm fine, man. Things are same. My energy and sex driver, same as they were when I was 20. That's a lie. That's a complete lie. That's not true. But if you want to go to Atlantic Men's Clinic and come clean and get this thing fixed, you can. Yeah, you can get all your energy level back like it used to be. You can get your sex drive back if that's been a problem for you. It just depends on what you want to do with the rest of your life, whether you're in your 40s, 50s, or 60s. And I'll tell you, you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. They've got 7 locations, including a brand new location in Hollywood. You get your T, your PSA test. You meet with their professional staff. So my recommendation when everybody asks me is you're going to get great results, and it's going to happen quickly because they're going to put you on a program that's perfect for your situation. It's safe. They do it the right way. And then on top of that, here's the number to set up the first appointment because it's the most important one. 877-455-7300. Tell them Joe Rose is a good friend of yours. He recommended it because you want to feel like he does. Like, not like an idiot, but get your energy back. 877-455-7300. Visit AtlanticMensClinic.com for more information. All right. Woody, good luck with everything on that long, long, long shot of winning that trip.
At least you have a shot. A lot of people checking in this morning, by the way.
Yeah.
You did good, man. You got everyone.
Well, listen, I've only done it once, and I don't want to get into my personal story. I need to give my personal stories a rest. I'm going to get myself literally.
Yeah.
It'd be a lonely world here pretty soon if I keep please stop, man. That story was great. Just tell me to please shut up so that I don't continue getting in trouble. But before we do get back, how about the Chargers? We talk about don't lose key guys.
Mm.
They lose Rashawn Slater, one of the best tackles in football.
Yeah. I think they just gave him some money too.
They did. And they loaded up, by the way. Now, you saw what they did. In two drafts, they took offensive tackles who were really both really, really good players. And so they thought, we got our bookends, man. We're in great shape to protect Justin Herbert and get this passing game. Well, they lose a big one. And now you talk about a handful of positions, and obviously you don't want to lose guys you pay a lot of money because they're really good. And, boy, that Rashawn Slater for the Chargers, one of the – teams there in that second tier of AFC playoff teams, in my opinion. That's a big loss. And by the way, the other one is this Anthony Richardson, Daniel Jones thing. And the reason I bring it up, not that we sit and talk about the Colts, it's the first game for the Miami Dolphins once they count on the road. And he got hit last night. He took a shot. I thought literally it would have been ribs or something by the shot he took. Did you see the hit?
Yeah, I saw the hit. His finger like snapped in half. This is why the preseason is just
It's not about that. I'm just talking about this guy's always hurt.
Yeah, I know. But I was just gonna say it's not his fault necessarily that time. But
yeah, but you got to see that it's the front side. I mean, it wasn't backside. Got hit from the front. Now somebody obviously messed up, or he should know that it's a blitz break off. Get rid of the ball. Yeah. You got an unblocked guy. You go, okay, unblocked guy. I need to get rid of the ball. Where's my outlet receiver?
I don't think he's very good, so I don't know where you are on him.
Well, he's really athletic.
I understand.
He got you know what? It's funny. When he came out of Florida, Anthony Richardson, the first thing Nat Moore, I said, hey, Nat, because he's a Gator. So now what do you think? He goes, he needs another year, man. He said he's a talented guy, but he said he's not ready for the NFL just because he can run fast. He's got a big arm. I mean, he could do things physically. I don't know if you remember any of his workouts he did. Like, he'd kneel down and throw it 60 yards or something stupid, right? And most guys can't throw, you know, running and letting it launch. And he just said he was, and it's true. He just looks like he's years behind mentally with the game and doesn't take hits well for a big, big guy. He's a big athlete. Again, he's one of the great athletes at that position. He got drafted that high on potential. And a lot of people across the board said that guy needs another year at Florida, and he didn't do it. And I don't blame him. Somebody tells you you're going to be a high first-round pick, Woody. What do you do? Do you say, no, I need the work?
You go. All day, every day.
Yeah, I'd tell him. If Anthony Richardson was my son,
yep.
Hey, Anthony Richardson, Joe Rose, hey, you need to turn pro. We'll worry about your experience there. Let them get you ready.
I was going to say, yeah, like I don't know if I could disagree with that, you know, with what Nat was saying, but yeah, I think the NFL game's so much different, right? Like just because a guy doesn't get it in college, doesn't click in college, like we've seen a lot of those guys come in to the pros and play really, really really well, right?
You know what's funny? It's Woody, it's not everybody, and I know when I say this, people are going to go looking for a guy that hasn't, but I think of the guy playing in Washington right now. He played a lot of college football. He played a lot. And going, well, he played LSU. What do you do? No, he played before that. He was out in Arizona State. He played a lot of college games. And you look at some of these guys, and it's great to get a talented 20-year-old or 21-year-old. But I do think experience, obviously going in the right system and getting a coach that can help you develop quickly is important. But
how about Cam Ward? That guy played a ton of college ball.
Cam Ward played a lot of games, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah,
and at all different levels. I'm sure when he started in San Antonio, it wasn't great competition with a Division III school or whatever it was. And then Washington State,
Look, man, there are guys that tear it up in college that can't play at all in the pros, guys that aren't great in college that somehow figure out how to play in the pros.
Well, I can tell you this. The Colts weren't going – they weren't when they drafted Anthony Richardson going in year three or four or whatever, year three, going, yeah, we're going to have to open the competition. I mean, that's a shot at you right there. They had to bring in Daniel Jones, who's had his own demons. He hasn't exactly tore it up playing with the Giants. They cut him. Cut him halfway through. We've seen enough. That's never good. And I think Daniel Jones is going to start against the Miami Dolphins here in a month, a little more than a month.
You don't think they go back to the other guy?
You just can't count on him, can you? Make him the backup? I don't know. But anyway, hey, the other thing I had about last night. I'll tell you, one guy that played and played well last night, and I know nobody was showing defenses. Joe Burrow, 9 for 10, 2 touchdowns, 123 yards, and Ja'Marr Chase. Yes, he played too. Two of the highest paid guys at their position, 4 for 77 and a touchdown. Just took that little out route and turned it up and got himself
a nice
touchdown.
That's the best combo in football, right?
Pretty good.
Best?
Yes.
Yep.
Pretty darn good.
They
where are those guys?
Joe Burrow thing we were doing the other day. I heard driving in this morning, they were doing the Joe Burrow. Is he as good as Lamar Jackson? Not as good? Like, is he in that conversation?
The only thing to me Joe can't do that Lamar and Josh can do a lot better.
Take a hit.
Take a run.
Yeah.
Take off and go.
He's had his injury issues, though.
You're right. He has.
But he is a special player, no question.
Where does Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase in the fantasy football world? They first-round picks?
Joe Burrow you could pass on for a while. Like, you wouldn't have to worry about him. Ja'Marr Chase, I assume.
That's potentially 40 touchdowns, though, for your team.
I know, but you tend to take these quarterbacks a little later in the thing. But, yeah, Ja'Marr Chase, I assume, is, like, one right up there.
So where's Josh Allen and Lamar? You're getting 800 yards plus touchdowns.
I know, but they do what you just said. Right? They run. That's the problem. Like, those guys run, so it's different. Like, running is better than throwing for fantasy.
Well, that's what Lamar does.
I know. That's why Lamar and Josh you could pick in, like, the second round, third round.
So nobody takes a quarterback in the first round?
No.
I got to get back in this. No.
Well, I mean, I shouldn't say
nobody. I guess if you do, everybody.
It depends. I shouldn't say that. It depends how your league scores stuff.
So you're telling me, though, in most of these leagues, if I was to come in, hey, Joe's a new guy in our league. He's going to have the 10th pick. And everybody goes, and I take a quarterback. They go, what a dumbass. I can't believe that guy's taking a quarterback. You don't know how this works.
Well, everyone scores differently, but usually it's like 1 point for every 25 yards of passing and then 4 points for a passing touchdown.
Oh.
So, obviously, rushing, you get 1 point for every 10 yards, and then you get 6 for the touchdown.
So, you're telling me quarterback's important everywhere except fantasy football, basically.
Yeah.
In real life,
you can survive with a mediocre quarterback in fantasy.
Okay. I gotcha. Well, were you surprised, though, that Joe Burrow is important to that team? He and Ja'Marr Chase played as much as they did? I mean,
I don't know what these teams are doing playing these guys. I have no idea.
Get rid of the ball quickly.
Like, if they rolled Tua out there on Sunday, I mean, like, what would they be thinking? I just don't like playing your starters.
So the thing I would say is, I'm guessing it's all a short passing game if he plays. Get rid of the ball quickly and run the ball. And do not take a hit. There's no reason to take a hit. Even if some guy blitzes you on third down, you drop, even if it looks like you took out the coward card. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm guessing they told Anthony Richardson that last night.
He never had a chance. Man.
I know, but like, that's why, like, you can't play two in the preseason. You just can't. If he gets hurt in the preseason, do you realize what the...
I do.
Oh, my God.
I had a chance to see what it looked like last year.
I know, but if it happens in the preseason, jeez.
I did get to see it. Hey, 7 o'clock hour's coming up. Charles Davis going to join us at 7:15 from CBS, color analyst on CBS. And besides that, Charles doing the Tennessee Titan preseason games on TV as well. So we'll catch up on my man Cam Ward. What going to be fun to watch and see what kind of year he has. I haven't really looked at his weapons, but anyway, at the be fun to see how he plays as a first overall pick this year. Hey, hurricane season, man. You know, protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. I'm going to keep saying it because I don't want anybody out there going, well, I would like to get the hurricane windows and Impact windows and doors. I'd like to have that. Matter of fact, my roof is kind of leaky right now. I'd like to get a new one, but we're going to try to wait another year. Well, hey, man, replace your old roof now. You can pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality, quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on our legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. So you don't have to wait. They cover all of South Florida. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com. Or you can call 954-500-LOCK. Now, I tell you that because I've been down there and met with all the guys down there. And I'm just going to tell you, when you call, they got a staff of knowledgeable people that can answer all your questions and get the process started for you. Protect your home today with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.